Good morning. When I was growing up, there was a generation of a bunch of friends of ours. You ask them, what time is it? They responded, it's time to win. And if it's not time, because it was drilled into our minds. Our coach, that's what the time was. It was time to win. And if it wasn't time to win, it was time to prepare to win. And it kind of covered all the bases. We're going to go back and spend the majority of our lesson this morning in the Old Testament in Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. And this was our scripture reading this morning, verse 1, that Kent read to us. In verse 1, it says, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. That right there kind of explains the whole passage that we're going to be reading, verses 1 through 8. From here on out, it just gets into examples and explanations. But the idea that there is a season and a time for everything. And sometimes God's time is not necessarily our time. Sometimes God is using this moment to prepare us for the next moment. Or has prepared us prior to this on how to deal with what we're going through right now. That there is a time and a place for everything. Verse 2 goes into specific examples of this, that there's a time for everything. There's a time to be born and a time to die. Not that we're necessarily looking forward to it. None of us are getting out alive. Unless the Lord comes back while we're still alive, none of us are getting out alive. There's a time, most recently, I think it's little James has been born. There was a time for him to be born, and there is a time for some of us to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted. There is a time to spread the gospel, to plant that seed. And there's a time to harvest what has been planted. There may be even times in a congregation's life where somebody that had been planted might need to be ripped out through their lifestyle, through their refusal to be taught further. There is a time for everything. Verse 3, there's a time to kill. I know I've run across a number of people that they stand pat on, I couldn't kill anything. There's a time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. Sometimes we have to put to death our old lives. When we become a Christian, we are putting to death that old man. There's a time to heal. We are told sometimes, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. There's a time and a place for that. A time to break down. Every one of us that have put on Christ has been broken down spiritually. That moment we realized we are not saved without the blood of Christ. That we're not saved until we're baptized. You're broken down to the basic foundation there. Whatever we do is not good enough. There's a time to break down. There's a time to break other people down. That it's not all hunky-dory and cotton candy. That there's sin that has to be dealt with. That's not always fun, but there's a time to build up too. Knowing the difference and applying the difference is the key. I must have read that card wrong because I'm sitting here looking at Lisa. I thought you were traveling. She's going to be traveling. Messed our prayer all up. Now we got to go back. Sorry for the digression. There's a time to laugh. There's a time to weep and a time to laugh. Sometimes people mix those two up. And it's very inappropriate. A time to mourn and a time to dance. Knowing the difference sometimes just being with somebody that is in that state of mourning and weeping. Sometimes nothing is required to even be said. Sometimes just being there, a hand on their shoulder, holding their hand. Sometimes there is nothing to say. Sometimes just being there. And then the other time, when it's time to rejoice, let them have their moment in the light. And remember, it's not always about you. Let them shine instead of bringing it around about us. There's a time for everything under heaven. Verse 5, it says, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A lot of times, there's a lot of ways that we cast away stones. Talking about preparing to win. Sometimes we've got to prepare the soil. And you've got to clear a field before you can plant the seed. Sometimes you got to get rid of those rocks in people's lives, in maybe our own life. Sometimes we're ready to throw stones at somebody. Maybe we need to cast those away and take a deeper breath and look in the mirror. But there's also a time to gather stones. It would have been a hard thing to do. But the Israelites were given commands on certain situations to stone people to death. That would have been tough. David had a time when he gathered stones, 5 smooth stones, when he was getting ready to go do battle against Goliath. There is a time to gather, time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. We never want to embrace and condone sin. Sometimes by embracing, we're giving them the thumbs up of what they're doing. We can't do that. Be sympathetic to the sinner, but never sympathetic to the sin. We can't. Verse 6, there's a time to gain. I've taken that literally. A time to gain and a time to lose. It's time to lose right now. I gotta get rid of this. A time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away. Losing things in life is part of life. It doesn't always match up with our desires. It doesn't always match up with what we want. But sometimes we have to lose things. Sometimes we have to lose friends. We have to lose family members. We have to lose acquaintances that are distracting us from serving God. Or is just an obstacle in our lives. And some people are obstacles. Some are stepping stones. Some are obstacles. And sometimes we lose things. We lose maybe old lifestyles, people. And there's a time for that. Time to keep. God's blessed us with memories. God's blessed us with memories of good things. Cherish those. God's given us a memory to retain the knowledge of Scripture through constant study. Time to keep those. Sometimes there's time to throw away. If we don't throw away, we become stars of that show, Hoarders. You got to throw a thing. Then nothing makes me want to clean the house more. Sit down and watch an episode of Hoarders. And then you're in there in the next few minutes, you're cleaning the house. You know, getting rid of all that stuff. But there's a time to throw away. Actions, activities that you used to do, attitudes. Sometimes we're trying to run that Christian race, dragging all this stuff with us. Guilt. Trying to drag, keeping one foot in the past and the other foot as a Christian. Sometimes we have to throw that away. Cut it loose. Verse 7, a time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. Again, there's some things we need to tear, rip from ourselves. Not keep it attached to us. And then there's a time to patch things up. A time to build, create. Create new relationships. Create new habits. That's what sowing is. It's creating. It's patching. There's a time to patch up relationships that are torn. There's a time to keep silence. You could chop them off at the shoe tops. You could be right in what you're saying. But is it the right time? Is it the time and the place to say those things? You can be right in what you say and deliver it wrong. Or the wrong timing. And there's a time to speak. There's a time to speak up and stand for something. Sometimes when we don't speak up, we're condoning without speaking. And verse 8, there's a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time for peace. The Israelites were required, they just weren't given the promised land. They had to fight for it. God just didn't plop it in their laps. They had to fight for it. Jesus, Mr. Man of Love, got angry in the temple and ran the people out because this was not proper. He hated what they were doing in God's house. There's a time of war and a time for peace. There's a time for war as a citizen of any country. There's a time to stand up. And as a Christian, we're at war every day with Satan. And if you're not, you've already lost. And I'll go as far to say, people may, that's okay. I got thick skin. If you're not willing to go to war, you don't deserve the peace that God promises. We're at war with Satan. Sometimes you got to strap it up, get up and get after it as Christians. Sometimes even as a citizen. And the people that aren't willing to go to war for God, stand for what they believe, they don't deserve that peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Some things are required being a Christian. There's a time for everything and a season for everything under heaven. Jesus was very in tune with that concept. In John 7, verse 6, it says, then Jesus said to them, my time has not yet come, but your time is always ready. My time is not quite. Jesus was in tune with God's timing. How many times, I'll just speak for me, my timing sometimes isn't God. I want something right now. Or I want something to happen right now. God, I prayed 25 seconds ago about it, and where's it at? My timing is not always God's timing. Jesus was so in tune with God's plan. He existed for this purpose. My time has not yet come. In Matthew 26, prior to what we would refer to as the Last Supper, it says, and he said, go into the city to a certain man and say to him, the teacher says, my time is at hand. It's here. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples. Jesus was aware his time is here. On the cross, we've used this verse for various lessons. Jesus hanging on the cross said, it is finished. What is finished? His purpose. His purpose that he has existed for eternity, to come and to give his life as the perfect sacrifice for us. That goal, that season, that time. What time is it? It's time. Acts 17:30, Paul would write, truly, or would say, truly these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent. What time is it? It's time to repent. Who? Everybody. And Ananias would tell Paul after teaching him, and now why are you waiting? Why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. And I'm going to finish up right now, because what time is it? There's a time to preach and a time to shut up from preaching. Okay? That was one of the verses that was left out. I'm going to ask you this question. What time is it for you? Have you been baptized? Have you put your Lord on in baptism? Is there sin in your life that you need to repent of? Or are you needing to cast it off, or are you still trying to drag it with you? I'm going to leave this question with you while Frank leads us in the invitation. If you need to respond to the invitation, please come forward while we stand and sing. Let's sing.